Sitting in the shadow of the Georgia Dome, surrounded by construction equipment, Friendship Baptist Church waits. So is John Lewis.
It has been a long journey. We've been out here actually having vigils for almost 2 years on this site.
Lewis is the president of the Historic West Side United Coalition. He says he knows the church building can't be saved, but he wants to be here when it's torn down.
You know, I'm here because of the respect that I have for what this church has stood for in our community all of these years.
Friendship Baptist Church is the oldest African-American church in Atlanta. It was founded in 1862 and situated near Vine City along Martin Luther King Drive. Beulah Baptist Church Pastor Emeritus W.L. Cottrell has worked in Vine City for more than 50 years. He says he's worried about the implications of losing Friendship at this location.
If you destroy Friendship, which is the lead church in the community, if you destroy that church, and then that's a step in the direction of destroying all of the churches.
In September 2013, Friendship's congregation accepted $19.5 million from the Atlanta Falcons for the church's property. The congregation held its last service at this location 2 months ago. Greg Hawthorne is the executive director of the Vine City Health and Housing Ministry. He says although some people accept the church's faith, others are still upset.
People in the community are still kind of riled up. They may not come show up and be out in front of the church here, but we're certainly cognizant of the loss of the cultural history in the community.
Currently, Friendship is holding service in Morehouse College's Ray Charles Auditorium. The church has not announced a new permanent location. For WABE News, I'm Mary Lee Williams.